following podcast may include adult language, including sexually explicit material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to That Sexy Podcast, the podcast where your host,
Steven,
and myself, Mercedes, read a vintage erotica and try not to die laughing.
Yep. We're going to try.
We're going to fail, I feel like, especially today.
Generally,
yes, we do. We do. But today's episode is a special one because we're reading from the oldest book that we have.
Yep. Taking it all the way back to the early 70s.
1975.
Yeah, mid-70s, I guess you would call that.
Yeah, and the cover of this is very 70s. It says, prostitutes for women. And then I was, before we started recording, I was telling Steven about how all of these guys are very unfuckable.
Indeed they are.
Especially the guy that looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and this guy who looks like he's wearing a toupee and is like super Guido.
It looks more like a band shot than it does a bunch of guys that are trying to fuck, which I guess that's still a bunch of guys trying to fuck.
I guess, yeah.
But yeah, we could probably actually put this one up. I will just omit the penthouse portion of it.
Yeah.
I can take a picture of it and get it up there, but... if you want to do more pictures, we're going to work out maybe setting up a Discord and all those sorts of things.
Yeah. And we I think that's the next step for us.
Yeah. Well, we've been hinting at it for a while, so we'll get that happening soon.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about it on the last episode without giving anything away, but.
I'm giving it away. There'll eventually be a Discord.
Yeah.
How that's accomplished is yet to be determined.
Yeah. And I think maybe we should ask like a not weird question for one of our questions, or can we ask two questions?
You can do a poll and a question.
Oh, maybe we should do a poll about that.
I did.
Oh, you did already?
The most recent one is Discord and Patreon stuff.
Oh my God, I didn't even look.
Nope. Anyway, let's read some stories.
Perfect. Do you want to rock, paper, scissors with me?
We'll do it.
Do you want to scissor me? Timbers?
Sure.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
This is going to be cool. Yeah. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, see?
We both scissored, so we'll be not getting anywhere with that.
Okay, you ready?
1, 2, 3. I papered, you scissored, I go first.
Okay. The, there you go. I'm really excited about that.
So this story is called Alka-Seltzer Sex.
It's still funny.
Yeah. If you don't remember what Alka-Seltzer was, it was like a thing you drop in water, fizzy stuff, and...
They still have that, though, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Sometimes you put it in with dentures. Sometimes you put your toothbrush in there. Sometimes you swish it around in your mouth. And I guess we're going to figure out what else you do with it.
I think I know.
Some friends and I are trying to get the word out about Alka-Seltzer Screw.
That sounds awful.
Yep. As we call it down here. It's the latest thing with the swinging set here in Dallas.
Okay.
They're even picking it up in Cowtown near Fort Worth.
Okay. It sounds like some Tide Pods kind of thing. Like, what the fuck?
When your girl starts to get a little worked up, she puts an Alka-Seltzer tablet up her vagina. I don't recommend this.
I know. Hey, here's a disclaimer for all you folks. Don't do this.
Yeah, that sounds like UTI and all kinds of problems.
Yeah, fizzy pussy.
Well, that's the name of the episode.
You better write that down.
Yeah, fizzy pussy. I'll remember it. When you get down to some serious lovemaking, the tablet starts to foam, and then there's a warmth and tingling sensation that adds a whole new dimension to your intercourse. If young girls want... a little cunnilingus. You can cure her headache while you're getting a new thrill. So you can put Alka-Seltzer in her pussy. If she has a headache, it'll go away. Because she'll be distracted by all of the fuzz and fizz and shit that's going on. The pop rocks that are in her pussy.
Wow.
Alka-Seltzer has some specific dangers related to chemical composition, though. Here we go. When Alka-Seltzer dissolves, it produces a gas. They call that carbon dioxide.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We do not know if this gas will filter up into the uterus or not. It could cause irritation. It could even get into your bloodstream.
No good.
And cause some sort of serious damage. Okay. Alka-Seltzer is particularly unsuited for vaginal use because the vagina is normally acidic in consistency.
That is true.
Yeah. Vaginal secretions should be acidic to maintain the normal healthy structure of the vaginal walls and maintain a healthy balance of neutral bacteria that exist within the lumen. This is very informative. Okay. Alka-Seltzer is composed of chemicals that are specifically made to neutralize these types of acids.
Yep.
So why would you put it in a pussy?
Because it makes that guy's dick warm and they look like their pussies have rabies.
You know what else makes a dick warm? Just regular pussy. Just regular warm pussy will make a dick warmer. It's how it works.
It's how it works.
Yeah. Okay. When the Alka-Seltzer counteracts with the normal acidity of a vagina, there's a great chance of vaginal infection. These infections can result in various bacteria that exist about the human body and various types of germs that can be transmitted via sexual contact. I don't know if this is a story about getting fucked or an educational environment.
Well, I think it was a question, like kind of like where people write in, and then the second part is like somebody answering, like, hey, don't do that.
Got it. Well, I guess we're learning today. So any change in the chemical balance is definitely not good for your vagina. It is interesting to note that Alka-Seltzer does contain aspirin, so it is a possibility that it could be absorbed and definitely remove a headache or any types of ache and pain from the vagina or body.
Exciting.
Okay. The thrill that one may obtain by use of such a material is more psychological than it is physical, and the amount of carbon dioxide that's produced by causing the foam that is now emitting from the vagina is not really of major value, and there's an inadequate vaginal. If there is inadequate vaginal lubrication, you may want to supplement that with something else. Also, this will assist you with, sorry, it's all piled up in here, as they often are word-wise. This may create sufficient penile to vaginal contact. Please consult a doctor.
Could you imagine going to see a doctor and being like, oh, hey, so I heard this thing where if you stick an Alka-Seltzer tablet up your vagina, it is cool. What do you think, doctor? The doctor's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, boy.
The human race disappoints me.
Yeah, well.
Even in 1975.
It's not getting better. No. So, I guess we should say that this book that we got is mostly people writing in stories and then someone responding to them with advice, all a Loveline type of thing in
this
the 70s.
This doesn't seem like that, though.
So, this next one is just a regular fuck story, and I'm sorry if my Alka-Seltzer pussy story wasn't that interesting, but it was rather informative.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think the main takeaway from this don't put Alka-Seltzer in your pussy. I don't care how good it feels. Don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could do it to the dead girls.
Steven, why are you fucking dead girls?
I'm not. I'm just, it's a theme that happens in our story sometimes.
Oh, well,
yeah. It is the one instance in which I think it might be permissible.
Yes, yes. Well, there is dead girl stuff.
Not today, though. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So this next story is called Small Penis Anxiety. So it is also a question and an answer as well. So same type of thing, but this question is quite a bit longer and the answer is a little bit shorter. So I'm going to read them both, if that's okay. I feel like this is a little bit of a different format.
Changing it up today.
Changing it up.
Unintentional, but it's happened.
Yeah. So
small penis. We also unintentionally read an entire story we had read before and had to start over, but whatever.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, it was...
If you remember the story about the two girls really liking piss on each other, that wasn't the one that were teachers. That's that story.
Yeah, it's that story. I started reading it, and I was like, we were like, well, we read this before.
In full disclosure, we don't do a great job of marking the ones we've read already.
That's true. We should do a better
job. So this is the first time this has happened, though.
Yeah, surprisingly. And we're like, what, how many episodes in?
Almost 50.
Wow. So, small penis anxiety.
Okay.
I am a school teacher, but I do not teach in an area where I would have any contact with locker or shower rooms. However, one day I was in a hurry to get to another part of the building, and I took a shortcut through the locker room, as many of the other men teachers often do. I happened to go through at a time when the seventh grade boys were dressing for gym class. This might get creepy. I don't know.
You mean to tell me that at this school, and I've been to many schools in my day, there's only a few entrances, and one of them is through the boys' shower area?
I don't know. This sounds creepy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
With 40 naked boys running around, I'm sorry. It was impossible for me not to see their penises.
No, it's not. You look the other fucking way.
Why are you writing Penthouse about seventh grade boys? You fucking pervert.
It's the 70s, I guess.
Yeah. I was really shocked to see the size of these young boys' penises, since they seem quite large, even though many of the boys did not yet have pubic hair. The size of the penis on most of the boys would put most of the men I know to shame. Wait a second. Are you like hanging out with your friends and like comparing dicks? Like,
hey, Frank, what's your dick like?
Hey, yeah. Like, oh, do you want to go out for a drink and then you can come home? We can look at dicks and compare them and then you can go home. Bye.
So, strange story there, Frank. I saw a lot of teenage penises today and yours is not anywhere near as big as those.
Wow. So he says, I recall my gym classmates of several years ago because I have a very small penis and I was very upset that the other boys' penises were 3 or 4 times as big as mine. Oh, this poor guy, though.
Well, they're flaccid dicks, I hope.
He has a baby dick.
Well, maybe he's a grower and not a shower.
Oh, maybe.
I don't make the rules.
I know. But the boys in my class several years ago did not have anything at all to compare with what I saw in the locker room.
Jesus.
So he's basically saying, like, he's got a massive or a tiny dick. And, like, these seventh graders had giant penises.
He's got a micro penis, and he's really into looking at young boys' dicks.
That's weird.
Yeah, this writing this story to any magazine that wasn't Forum in the 70s would potentially have someone looking into you for sex crimes.
Yeah.
Unless you're religious. Yeah. Anyway.
No, you're not wrong. So I have seen several babies, and it seems that even babies have longer and larger penises than the babies of several years ago. So he's saying,
what the fuck?
So he's saying that, like, this next generation's penises are bigger than other baby penises. I am so confused.
So not only does he look at young boys' penises in locker rooms and in the shower room of a school, he also goes to local nurseries and checks out baby dicks.
Maybe he's comparing his baby dick to actual baby dicks.
Well, again, maybe he just has a micro penis.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Are the sex organs of boys larger than they were 20 or 30 years ago? It stands to reason that since we grow boys much bigger and taller than we did a number of years ago, the average penis length is also getting longer. You trying to fucking do some science shit?
He's just trying to make himself feel better. Or he just really is into fucking teenage boys and this is exciting for him.
Yeah, perhaps.
It sounds more like that to me.
Have there been any studies on this subject?
I think he's doing one right now.
A study of being a pervert. Also, I would like to know whether a boy inherits his penis size from his father. Wow. It seems that men I know who have a large penis have sons with large penises. Why are you checking everybody's dick out? Why?
So, I know your penis is big. Is your son's dick big? Like, when does this come up in conversation?
How do you have this conversation? Yeah.
We'll go ahead and have the rib basket here at the Applebee's. Also, do you know about his dick over there? His son's dick is the same size as his. But yeah, the rib basket.
Wow. Also, I like ribs. Yeah, anyway.
Not from Applebee's.
Not from Applebee's, though, yeah. Men who have an average or small penises usually have sons with average or small organs. I would appreciate it if you could give me the information I have asked about. I know I am obsessed with the size of penises, but maybe once I know all about penis size, I'll be less fascinated by the subject.
Highly unlikely given.
Yeah, it just kind of sounds like, yeah, you're fucking weird. Okay, so here is the answer, which I kind of like. Penis size is a great concern to many men. The penis is the symbol of manliness. And because one can measure it, penis size becomes a basis for anxiety and fear. This anxiety is heightened when one has occasion to see other naked males. When you saw a large number of naked boys, you were greatly influenced by what you thought was the large size of their penises. This impression that you obtained is not confirmed by scientific studies done through the years. The penis has two measurable sizes, one when flaccid and one when erect. The average size is very standard since almost all men measure in a very narrow range. There are a few who will be either larger than the average or smaller. But even the difference is comparatively insignificant when compared with the total number. Most studies report that, I love how there's so many fucking studies about dick size. Anyway, why don't we do studies on things that matter? Most studies report the average size for the flaccid penis to be around 4 inches and the average for erect penises to be about 6 inches. One study suggests that when the penis is smaller during the flaccid measurement, it enlarges to a greater degree than the penis that measures a larger size when flaccid. Grower, not a shower.
That's what I was getting
at. Yeah. This means that when erect, both the larger and smaller flaccid penises tend to be close to the same size. There has been no change in penis size throughout the past years. A study done in 1879 and one done in 1966 show very little difference in size.
1879.
Yeah, there are clearly like Victorian motherfuckers that are like, oh, let's measure some dicks.
Did they do it in wood carving? I really hope they did. No, or like they like, I mean, etched it in stone.
They did have print press back then. Like the... Could you imagine?
What if we like go back and find like old cave paintings and they're like, what are all these little triangles with tubes underneath them? And they just learn that it's just like
dick sizes scribed on the cave wall.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do not know of any study done referable to whether penis size is inherited. A prolonged period of time would be required to develop a study of this kind, and the results of the study would not change our basic knowledge in regard to penis size. Thank you.
Yep.
So basically, this guy just decided that he was going to check out like baby dicks. He was going to check out seventh grader dicks. He was going to check out adult dicks. And then make his own assumptions about penis size and whether or not I think he's just upset that he has a tiny dick.
I just think it's weird that he mentions that he talks to a lot of people about their dicks, including his friends who have children.
You know what this reminds me of? The foreskin tugging guy. Like, yeah, I bet you maybe it's the same guy.
If you are not familiar with that, there's a TV show called How To with John Wilson on HBO. And one of the episodes, he interviews a guy who is inventing a thing to stretch out his dick foreskin. And I'll just leave it at that. You can find it because the episode's fucking preposterous.
Oh my God, there's songs.
He wrote a whole, I don't know, a concept record about his foreskin. You can find the songs online. They're pretty ridiculous.
So he was circumcised. So just to preface, he was circumcised and then as a baby, and then he decided that he wanted to try and create some sort of device to grow his foreskin back. So basically he's just like stretching some of his dick skin over his dick to become, and he's like, there's like weights and like all sorts of contractions.
You just have to see it.
There's songs.
Nothing we describe can hold up to what actually goes on.
Yeah. And the whole album is based on him growing his foreskin back. Yep. And it's great. So
that's a word for it.
So anyway, yeah, that's what this guy completely reminds me of. He's like, you know, creating some weird scientific stuff in his brain that is not clearly not real. And it reminds me of the foreskin guy. So now you guys have you guys have learned so much magic.
You learned about fizzy pussy.
Yeah.
And a guy who likes random dicks and
so
baby dicks and just.
And the foreskin guy.
And you got a lesson in anatomy.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting episode.
Yeah, this is a great episode. I think very, very informative. So, just a reminder to everybody, please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and
That's Twitter. Pretty much it. We don't really fuck with the rest of them.
Yeah. Instagram, TikTok, at That Sexy Podcast, and Twitter, at That Sexy Cast. You can also send us an email, thatsexypodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. If you have stories, please send them over. I want to see them. I want to hear them. I want to read them. If they're good, make sure they're not a fucking opus, though. Like, you know, keep them like, you know, 10 minutes max.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if you have any of these weird old porno books, you can always take pictures of them and stuff like that and send them to us, too.
Yep.
I want to use your stories.
Sure. That'll be a thing.
Yeah.
We get occasional ones.
Also, even if you just want to send us an email and tell us about how much you like the podcast or tell us about how much you don't like the podcast, you're more than welcome to do that too. We'll read it.
Yeah. And while you're doing that, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, which half of you do, you can also rate and review there. Leave positive reviews, negative reviews. Any of those reviews are helpful. As far as moving us up the old podcast charts, it would be really funny if we were able to manage to get into the top 10 list of podcasts on any of those, because it would put us with our random smut very high on a list. And I just think that's funny that somebody would have to listen to us based on just curiosity.
I mean, this podcast is not for everyone, but clearly it's for someone.
What's funny is that not really, I mean, it's related because it's a podcast. There's a bunch of podcasts about murder that are usually in the top like 10, but which are arguably worse than what we're saying and talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, we would be considered smut in comparison because we're just talking about fucking outright, whereas they're like talking about like maiming people and raping them and stuff. But somehow we're worse. I'm not sure how that works. If you listen on Spotify, you can also leave ratings there now. I don't know if you can review there yet, but you can definitely leave ratings. So if you enjoy us, let us know. And all that stuff. And
we've got a new Q&A coming up.
We do.
With this,
we don't have a new Q&A yet.
It will be.
Yeah, we'll have one on this episode.
Maybe we'll talk about Alka-Seltzer and vaginas, fizzy pussies.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with that question, but we'll figure it out. There'll be a question attached to this episode for sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, I probably did not say that the correct way.
I'm not sure what will be, but we're just rambling here. So thanks for listening.
Yeah. And do us a favor, please do not jack off to this podcast. Thanks so much.
If you do, ask your friend about his son's dick and then put an Alka-Seltzer in your butthole or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.